You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Welcome to another episode of Drunken Confessions, a show for the bold and the brave, the drunk and the seasoned, where you tell stories your best friends already know, you may not want your family to ever hear, but always makes for a great conversation. Raise a glass or more, we don't judge, every week for Drunken Confessions. And welcome to Drunken Confessions episode 43. My name is Cass and I am your spiritual guide for the evening.
I'm your host, Amy.
I'm your head engineer, Stephanie.
That's Sasquatch. We have Sasquatch joining us tonight, special guest.
And I'm the guy in the blue shirt, Jeremy.
In the blue shirt. All right. We got a lively bunch tonight.
We really do. Everybody's just awake and
well, excited. Some of us are a little hungover. Just a little.
Just a little.
All right.
And
so
cheers.
We're gonna start off with a beer because we need to have, you know, just a little more. Because the best way to treat a little hangover is
hair of the dog.
Get a big one.
That's Stephanie's way.
Ba-dum-bum. Ugh. So, on that note, talking about being hungover, Amy and I went to the bar last night.
Shocker.
I know, right? I was having a bad day, so Amy picked me up and took me to the bar. And
I wish it was that sweet, like I was like that best friend that was like, oh, she's having a bad day, let me go get her.
Well, we already had plans
because I was taking her out for birthday drinks.
Yes. Yes, that's true. She did. So.
But still, I mean.
Yes, it was still perfect timing because I was having a bad day. So we went there and, you know, first I got my, the reason I'm feeling it is because first I started off with my Hefeweizen. Hefeweizen. I've heard it both ways.
Whatever.
Hefeweizen.
Yeah. And then I switched from that to my Frambois. Then from there, I went to Stella. I mean, I was all over the map when it came to beers. And I think that's what my.
Stella.
Yeah, I think that's where I, that's where I made my mistake.
What was funny
mistakes
is when,
were made.
when you ordered the Stella, before you ordered the Stella, you were like, what do you have on draft that's light? And then she was like, okay, let me get a Stella. And I was like, is that
that's
really
not
light?
Really light beer. That's it's not, lager.
That's not light beer.
It's not a dark beer.
It's not dark. It's not a heavy. It wasn't because I was drinking sours and stuff like that. So it wasn't as heavy as like a Hefeweizen, whatever, heifer beer.
The heifer beer.
The German heifer beer. And it wasn't as bad as that. So yeah, I thought I was doing well.
Yes.
Yeah.
I had a couple good ones on Sunday.
Yeah, the Belgian. It was at Kunin, the tap room in Warren. I drank the Belgian, which was really good, and then the other one was the New England IPA,
yep.
Which was really really good.
And then I did the Belgian Strong and the Raspberry Eisbach that I thought was great, and you were not a fan of.
Did not like terrible. That one, but heh, you know
good.
What are you gonna
it's
do?
A little fruity here.
I like fruity beers.
Yeah.
I like fruity beers.
I'm not a fan of the fruity beers.
Flintstone cereal.
Yeah. I like Fruity Pebbles.
So I just have to say, birthday shenanigans recap.
Oh, hell yeah.
You guys, thank you so much for last week.
Well, welcome to Hamtramck, yeah.
I have to say this year is, we talked last week about our favorite and our worst birthdays. This is making my top list. This is like the best birthday and that I've had in a long time, from Thursday night to Friday, going to the casino on Friday, mm-hmm. winning a lot of money, having the family party on Saturday. My niece is making me cry because they're writing me little cute notes about how they can't live without me.
Aww.
Gag me.
So, oh, God.
Oh, hey. You made it through your birthday and, like, nobody's mad at each other.
I know.
Amongst your siblings.
It's because we started off great with Dave and Stephanie and Cass.
Right. We started off, like, great.
Yeah.
Thursday was so much fun. We, Dave was kind of like our
spiritual guide that night.
Yeah. He was our pimp daddy all night. He took us to Temple, Old Miami, Whiskey in a Jar, yep. and then Susie's.
Mm-hmm.
And you fed us pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And it was
God bless Amici's,
we just had a lot of fun. I mean, I just made new friends. You know?
Well, like I said, dude, Hamtramck is just that kind of place. Like, it's I don't care what bar you walk into, you're going to know somebody new by the time you leave.
Yeah, everyone was nice, and it was it was just so much fun. Mm-hmm. I got laid. Literally, Randy came in with all those lays on his neck, and he gave me a lay.
I was like, "Wait, where, Randy? What? Where is this going?"
I got laid by Randy. Who knew it could happen?
That's right. Yeah, because he was at the tiki event earlier.
Yeah, he went to the tiki, and so he brought lays in, and so yeah. And the next day, I woke up, and I'm like, "Why are there red flecks all over everything?" Well, those lays were like shedding.
Yeah,
and I had like these red things all over my clothes, and it was crazy.
And I don't recall any of that.
Yeah, I don't remember that either.
No. No, I'm telling you, like, I have not gotten that. Like, I don't remember.
Like, I was almost
anything pretty much after whiskey.
I wish I would have kept my car because I was sober enough. I could have driven us home.
I was drinking tons of water and stuff. It's not like I was completely blacked out, but it was very fuzzy. Like,
there's some stuff a little jumbled up on the timeline.
Yeah. And it's just like, did this happen? No. And then. Things are just foggy, and they're like, I don't remember lays at all.
And then we
lays, do they even really exist?
And then I didn't even know how we got home. I'm like,
yeah, the Lyft driver is so funny because he drives us home, drops you guys off, and then he's quiet, doesn't say a word the whole time. As soon as he drops you guys off and is taking me home, he's telling me his life freaking story.
And I was convinced that you ordered us the Lyft, Dave.
It was Amy.
And Cass is like, no, you paid for it. And I was like, I did? And I had to check my phone. I don't remember that at all. I was like, okay.
Yeah, that's how you know you had a...
I took my own home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how you know you had a good time. But yeah,
like,
that brandy.
I was like, must have ordered this Lyft because I have no idea how we got home.
Yeah, we all have days like that.
I haven't had one of those in like since I was like my mid-20s, like when I was going through a phase where I was literally drinking every day because I had a lot of life shit going on. So mm-hmm. It scared the hell out of me when I woke up the next day and I'm like, okay, well, I'm home.
That's a plus.
I'm like, okay, well.
This looks like my house.
Yeah. No, and it's fine.
These are my dogs.
I'm going to just blame the brandy and that I should have ate that pizza.
Oh,
but
and
I didn't want it.
And Dave ordered so many rounds of shots and I didn't do any
of them. Dave did not order so many rounds of shots.
I just remember the brandy. Oh my gosh. So then they were doing the rounds and everyone kept giving me a hard time because I wasn't doing it. I wasn't doing any of the...
Because once I know it's somebody's birthday, game on.
Yeah, so I wasn't doing any of the shots. So Mickey, he took a cup and put just this tiny, 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 like three drops. Mikey. Put like three drops in a cup and goes, here, it makes it look like you're actually doing one. So I'm like, so I held the cup with my hands on the outside
there
so nobody could see that it was like three drops in this. And we're all like, cheers. I'm like, there, I did one. Yay. It was only enough to like me be like, oh, this stuff is gross. It was brandy.
It's blackberry brandy.
It's disgusting.
It was nasty.
But it is not the Mohawk 10% alcohol
strong
crap.
As
no,
fuck.
It is the Polish
stuff.
Scotch strength.
Yes. Which is another thing I don't have any memory of. And I was like, did I do these shots?
Amy said that to me. I'm like, Amy, you did like four of them. Because at one time, I think I handed you one of mine.
And hence why I don't remember how
I'm telling you, that fucking brandy, I tasted it in my mouth the next day.
you were so mad at me. I think you must have shot me like at least five or six messages. You're like, just for the record, I fucking hate you.
Fucking
I'm still tasting brandy.
That brandy.
It did not taste good. It was not
no,
pleasant.
it's trash.
I remember doing a shot at Old Miami.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then I vaguely remember doing one, and I can't even tell you if we were at Whiskey's or at Susie's. Those two bars kind of blend together to me.
Well, I mean, they're really close to each other.
Did we walk there?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
They're literally like right
around
the corner.
Actually, you guys walked. I pretty much ran because I was freezing.
I do remember going between two bars at one point.
Yep. Yeah, I don't remember
Whiskey
any of that.
And Susie's.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Good time. I mean, that's
yeah, so
the
we'll have
of...
to do this again when I'm not so wasted.
Yeah. Right? No, that's the beauty of Hamtramck. I mean, there's so many bars so close together.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's time for a drunken confession. Do you like how I just like took control of that?
That's
no.
Fine.
No.
Now you get to read them.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
We're having drunken confessions.
Pick that. What?
That's what we did.
I think I just confessed a lot.
Yeah, right?
The list goes on and on.
Right? Okay.
I actually was a good girl that night. I was impressed.
And this is a really weird one.
It's okay. We like strange here.
Yeah. What's the dirtiest thought you've ever had? I don't really know like how to like quantify that. Like,
well, it depends for you. It would be on your scale.
It's yeah. hard to choose one.
You know, so like Amy would probably be thinking about possibly doing anal.
That would be her dirtiest thought.
That would probably would be because that to her is just so nasty. Amy, your right, face, it's is, her, your face yeah. is like, don't make that face. It's not pretty.
That's not a thought I've ever had.
The thought that I've had. That's my dirtiest thought.
But no, this your. So what would yours be, Steph?
I honestly don't know because the weird thing, like, so being a writer, I have to Google a lot of really fucked up stuff. And I think that the dirtiest thoughts or like grossest thoughts I've ever thought of are when I'm writing because I'm trying to write horror. So I'm trying to put myself into like these really gross situations and I'm very imaginative. Mm-hmm. So like I go down like a whole thing, like a rabbit hole in my head of like being in these gross scenarios where people are getting stabbed and murdered. So that's probably it. I mean, yeah. nothing that I've ever thought of sexually. I mean, I don't think that, I think everybody thinks stuff like that.
Yeah,
but, totally. So it's like, whatever. But yeah, the shit that I think of when I'm writing is, you know, mostly murdering, not yeah. me necessarily doing it, but murdering things mm-hmm. and stuff like that. Look out, Dave. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, right?
Good to know.
Dave?
God, honestly, probably along the same lines. I mean, yeah. I mean, I've had all the weird. Honestly, and most of it was when I was trying to quit smoking and I was on Chantix.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
stuff,
shit.
That stuff fucks you up.
I love that stuff.
Hold on. I'm on that now.
So yeah. what it did to me was, did you ever see the movie True Lies?
With yes. Oliver? Okay.
So, you know, those like little favorites. Cutaway where like it seemed like it was reality to him?
Yep.
That kept happening to me.
Oh.
Like day to day.
Tripping.
And so like I would have like I'd be in a meeting and I would have this flash of me jumping across the table and choking the shit out of somebody. And so like I had to stop taking
like,
it.
Like while you're awake?
Yeah.
Oh.
Whoa.
No, like in the just I would like I would be in that meeting and I would have a vision of myself oh. jumping. I had to stop taking it.
Yeah, like I was told my doctor to tell me, you know, the dreams can get intense.
Yep.
She went down the run and she, you know, all the warnings. Uh-huh. She said, if you feel, experience any of that and it makes you uncomfortable, you call me right away. We'll go to plan B. And I was like, okay.
The plan B.
What is the day after plan B?
No, that's what I was like. Thank you. That's exactly where I was going with that one too.
But honestly, the worst that has happened is there are mornings I'm like, Jeremy, was this a dream or did this happen?
Yeah.
Like, I'm down to the simplest thing that I thought he told us one day that he was not going to come to podcast. He had something else to go to. So I came home from work and I'm like, did you tell me that you're not going to podcast today or are you, was that a dream? And Jeremy goes, yeah, I don't have no idea what you're talking about. I'm planning on
going. You crazy lady.
I was like, okay. So that's like the worst. Anyways, back to the confession.
Confession, Jeremy.
Oh, dirtiest thought. I already gave mine.
Oh, yeah. Having anal.
There you go.
I would have to say, like,
giving
the,
anal
the worst?
Or getting anal.
Oh! Oh, I have another dirtier thought.
I had to. Sorry, husband.
So I would have to say the worst for me is same along the same line. So I had had a dream that Amy came to me. She killed somebody, and I was helping her dispose of a body. And it was a very vivid dream. And the best part about this dream, and I don't know if we talked about it before on the show, but when I was over Amy's house telling her, Jeremy, it was in the summertime, we had the windows open. Jeremy overheard part of the conversation.
He was outside.
And he thought
we almost died that night.
He thought we were planning his murder.
Were you smoking a little weed when that?
Yes, he was very paranoid.
A little bit, but yeah. I listened to him for like 20 minutes going on about this. I'm like, what the fuck, man?
Well, that's,
I need to call Tom, warn him.
Well, that's the funny thing is, so the weirdest
part
about
Cass
it.
Cass and I are finally going to do it. We're going to murder our husbands and just be the best lesbian couple ever.
It could happen.
Lesbian power couple.
Right. But the weird part is, after the dream, I seriously sat down and thought to myself, well, no, I could have disposed of that body so much better. And I'm mentally going through, like, picking apart my dream going, no, Cash, you should have done this and you should have done that. And then afterwards,
well, my subconscious is not very efficient.
I'm like, yeah. I'm like, oh.
And that's when Jeremy walked in and was like, you fucking bitches.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa, calm down. What are you mad about?
You can kill me, chop me up, put me in a suitcase, throw me in the river.
Yep. And we're planning your murder sitting right here at our dining room table. Yes.
So, yeah, I would say that's the worst. It's just the fact that I sat there coming up with better ways to dispose of a body after that. Amy, what about you? What's your worst thought ever that you can think of, that you can remember?
I don't want to say now because mine's, like, sexual and it's really dirty.
No, it's okay if it's sexual and dirty. Just say it.
No, I pass. All about.
Oh, my God.
Is that the worst thought or the best thought you've ever had?
Oh, my God. It might be the best for Jeremy and the worst for Amy.
Could go either way. I have no idea.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Anyhow.
Whoa.
So you're really not going to go there, huh?
Yeah, no. Oh. I'm too sober for that.
Oh, my God. Start drinking, girl. Start drinking.
Sorry.
So on the topic of craziest things, so last night when we were at Beer Keller, we were talking and coming up with ideas of things we would ask today on the show. And one of them was, what's the craziest thing you would do for $100?
That's what Cass asked me.
I mean, $100, though, really isn't a lot of money.
Right.
Right. Okay.
Which
so
is why,
that was
what's
my...
your, what's your...
My thought was, okay, so something I wouldn't do normally, but it's not like millions. It's not going to make me or break me.
Right.
However, who could turn down $100? I'm not going to turn down $100 if
depending
it's reasonable.
On what it is.
Yeah. So that was kind of the question. Like, what's the most extreme thing that you would do just for $100?
Right. That's what makes it so juicy.
So what's really funny, I will tell you, spoiler alert, me and Cass's
answer was the same.
And it was ridiculous. So she asked me that, and here I have my little notebook, right?
And she wrote down her answer.
I wrote down my answer, and then Cass, I didn't tell Cass what my answer was, and Cass looks at me, she was like, I'd show my tits.
I'd flash somebody my boobies.
And I went, shut up, that's what I wrote. I would show my boobs for $100.
I mean, that's an easy $100. So, yeah, I'm going to jump, like, because, like, that's easy. You're just, like, boobs.
I mean, I would show somebody your tits for $100.
I'm sure you would. So I'm sure you'd do it for $150.
So I go to work, and it was just really funny. The funniest part was that Cass and I thought the same thing. Again, she's inside my head. She's trying to take over my brain sometimes. So I go to work and I'm telling my friend at work about this. And I'm like, this is how scary, you know, close that Cass and I are. And I tell her, we both answered, show our boobs. And she looked at me and she started laughing. She goes, I legit shown my boobs for $100.
She actually did that.
And I went, what? And she goes, okay, so I was like a teenager and this guy offered, I'd give you $100 if you flash me. And she was like, sure. She was like, it was the easiest $100 I ever made. And yep. I'm like laughing so hard at 7 o'clock in the morning at work. Like, oh, my God. So yeah. That was hilarious.
Yeah, I think that's the most extreme thing I would do for $100. Because honestly, like, I'm not doing anything else sexually for anyone for $100.
No, like, it doesn't even have to be sexual.
No, I know that. But what,
I mean, like, would you walk up and punch a stranger or something like that?
Not for $100. I don't want to punch anybody.
Not punch. Well, you know what I mean, though.
Way more expensive.
No, you know what I mean. Like,
no, I know. I know.
Or throw water in somebody's face. Would
you moon somebody?
I used to do that all the time when I was a teenager.
I would moon. I mean, it's just a butt. Who the hell cares?
Like, yeah,
daughter moon somebody.
Emily. Every time I had a party, she would be mooning people. And more people have seen my daughter's butt because she thinks it's funny to moon everybody. She has no shame. Love
Jeremy,
that girl.
Jeremy, do you? What would you?
Oh, I would definitely moon someone for $100.
What else, though? Would you do something more extreme than that?
No.
Dave left, so he would take a phone call.
He had a call, which means it's work related.
He is the owner, so.
Yeah, he does get leeway.
He does, yeah. He can do what he wants.
Yeah. We give him a free pass.
The funny thing, though, is Amy started, like, asking people at the bar certain things. Was it
this one?
Oh, it's the other one that
it
you were
was
asking.
The other one.
All right.
Okay, so one of the things Cass and I had discussed not that long ago, the funny warning labels that are put on items. You know, like when you see a commercial and they're like, this medicine's so good for you. And then they give you like a list of horrible warning labels.
May cause death.
Yeah, and I'm like,
do not shut up your asshole.
Right? For oral use only.
Right. I would rather my man not get a boner than cause him to commit suicide?
Right.
Like, I'm not sure if that's the legit one.
No,
that's just an example.
I disagree with that. If you can't get it up, go ahead. Bye. Bye. I'll find a new husband.
So we were talking about that, and it made me think, I'm like, if I came with a warning label, what would my warning label say to new people? Like, when you meet somebody new.
Yes.
So I... Cass, what was yours?
Contents under pressure.
Oh, but you said something even funnier last night.
What did I say last night? Oh,
Warning
comes with no filter.
Oh, comes with no filter. Oh, they said that at work today. They accused me of not having a filter again.
Yeah.
That's
a true common story.
Thing. You know how many times I get accused of not having a filter?
Because you don't. It's not accused.
No,
it's
just I don't agree with that. I disagree with that statement.
No, but I feel like you've said that to us. Like, I don't have a filter. Mm-hmm. I'm a bitch. I say what I think. Like,
well, that's usually just me talking shit. I like to talk smack.
Okay.
Stephanie, if you had a warning label, what would your warning label be?
Oh, my God. Fuck. You gotta have to give me a second on this one. Again,
okay. I know,
so tired.
Hard.
It
was difficult. We had all night to think of this. So we were thinking of this last night.
And honestly, I still don't have a good one. So what I was gonna do, which actually Jeremy, do you have a warning label?
Sure. Big stop sign, color green, says colorblind.
Cute.
Warning, can't see colors.
Cute. Got it. So
no, actually, because I can't come up, mine are all corny. So I was gonna ask you guys if I had a warning.
So we're gonna switch it around now.
If I had a warning label, what do you think my warning label should be? And please be nice and don't make me cry.
Aw. Warning, may cry when adding alcohol.
So, and along those lines, I was thinking, like, the only warning label I could come up is, like, you know, like, don't add alcohol or don't, like, take with alcohol or whatever, but
don't feed after midnight.
Yeah, something like that.
Somebody at work told me that. They were like, don't feed after midnight.
I'm a gremlin. Yeah. Don't feed me after midnight. Don't put water on me. You know,
The only ones that I came up with myself is warning may contain alcohol.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good
that's
one.
True.
Or when alcohol consumed, bad dancer.
Right.
Yeah, it's a hard one.
It is. But it's a lot of fun if you get some thought to it.
So while we're talking about this, I guess it was a lot funnier when we were drunk last night.
It was. It really was.
So we started asking, and I know Cass is going to throw me on the bus and be like, Amy started asking. But when I was like, we should take a survey while we're sitting here at the bar, you were all about it.
Yeah, I said, go ahead. I did do it.
Yes, you did.
I asked the bartender. That was it.
You started it with the bartender.
I did.
And the bartender said, oh, nope, that was the vice's answer. He didn't have one for the warning label.
No, he didn't. He couldn't come up with one.
Yeah.
The female one did. What'd she say?
Don't fuck with me.
Okay. Yeah.
We had, so basically we asked 6 people last night.
We did?
Yes.
Listen. Amy was talking to people when I went to the bathroom.
Well,
when
that
I came
happens.
Back from the bathroom, you were talking to the couple.
I was asking him this question.
Okay,
yes.
But you were talking to him while I was in the bathroom. Just saying. You keep throwing the wee word out there.
He's like, I didn't do shit.
I wasn't doing anything. I was drinking.
Do you see that halo over her head? The horns are hanging it up.
Halo. Yeah.
Do you have them?
Oh, I couldn't see the red horns.
You know what? Y'all can kiss my ass.
All right, so the popular answers at the bar was no idea, feisty, may blow up, # proceed with caution.
I like that one.
Yeah, proceed with caution, I think, is also an accurate one for myself.
Yeah.
Warning, like I'm a lover.
Aw.
I speak no English.
That one guy, there was a guy next to me, and Amy starts asking a question. She's like, I speak no English.
I was like,
because he really didn't. He didn't speak English.
I know, but at first I was like, yeah, that's insulting. Whatever. But then we could hear him talking to other people, and he really could not speak English. And I was like, okay, that makes me feel a little bit better.
Speaking Spanglish?
I think he's German. That's why he ended up at Beer Keller.
Caution, I think I know everything. And caution, don't fuck with me.
I like those. I think I know everything.
Ooh. Yeah.
I don't know one says, caution, drinks beer, and knows things.
Right.
Consumes alcohol and knows things. So, speaking of alcohol,
is it time for another drunken confession?
It is. And the bell is too far away from me.
I hit it. I'll hit that.
That's what she said.
Booyah.
See, I hit it again. Right. Double tap. All right.
Oh, that's one of the questions we should ask. We can do that next.
Oh, well, this one's kind of lame. Out of all the people in this room, who do you disagree with most frequently?
Jeremy.
Cass.
Yeah. And that's why I love that it's like you guys are brother and sister.
God, you freaking mind.
We do. We argue like brother and sister, 100%.
I'd have to pick Dave because, I mean, we don't even really, I don't disagree with really any of you guys. And if I did, it's mostly going to be Dave because he's snarky.
He is.
And yeah. Sometimes he gets a little petty and I try to like stop him from being petty. I'm like, just don't do that.
Right.
And he's like, but I wanna. And I'm, so, you know, it has to be Dave.
Okay. Amy?
I would say with Jeremy.
Jeremy, you're common denominator here.
Oh.
See? I knew it was you and not me.
I think, and honestly, when I say Jeremy, it's not because I disagree with him. It's because every conversation, if I don't believe what he's saying is correct, it's a disagreement,
right?
And I have to Google it to prove myself right. Or
damn straight. Get your facts straight.
Damn.
That is so funny.
I love how quickly we got through that question.
I know.
You guys just yelled out each other's names really quick.
I know.
Amy, Cass.
I know. Isn't that funny? That's hysterical. And I totally forgot what the other question I was just going to ask was. Can you believe that shit? My mind is not working today.
What? Yes, I can believe it.
The brain farts of an old fart.
How did you say that? You got to learn how to respect your elders, boy.
Well, damn.
Yeah, right?
Okay, moving on.
Respect goes both ways nowadays.
So last night during our Beer Keller shenanigans, we also came up with vices.
Well, we figured we covered a lot of vices this week, last week, between going to the bar. And
personally.
Then Friday, we went to the casino.
Right. That's another vice, gambling.
We did do that. Yeah. I had to wash my coat. Everything, I smelled like cigarettes.
Oh, I bet you did.
Oh, and I couldn't believe
it. Smelled like a bowling alley.
I did. Mm-hmm. It was terrible.
Yeah.
But
I do have to say, I don't gamble very often. I do enjoy it, but I don't.
Me either.
It's like a special occasion.
I'm
like, you know.
Right.
However, because I won as much as I did. No, it made me realize I understand why people get addicted to gambling so quick. Because I was like flying on cloud nine.
Right.
I won that money and I was like, oh my gosh, I want to play again. I wanted to hit that roulette table one more time. And Jeremy's looking at me. He was like, nope. You are up a lot of money. Let's go.
Right.
And I was like, all right, cool.
Don't you parlay that.
But even the following morning, I woke up and I was like, dang, that was a lot of fun. I could really go back to the casino today.
Oh, like, yeah.
And I'm telling these two, I'm like, I see how people get so addicted to gambling because when you win,
it's such a high.
It is such a high.
Oh, mm-hmm. I was aggravated most of the day.
I know.
Well, you
I was like, what the
game.
Hell? I can play the same game on two different machines, and this machine's cool, and this machine's a dick. What the hell?
Yep. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, there's between gambling and drinking.
Like any type of vice, because, I mean, people can, like, be addicted to food. You can be addicted to, like, a lot of different things.
Yep.
So, like, I know personally my worst vice is smoking. It's the one thing, like, I can stop drinking. I've done it before. So I enjoy drinking, but I don't – it's not – I don't feel like I have to. But right. with smoking, I've quit so many times because I know it's bad for me, but I keep going back to it. I love smoking.
It yeah. keeps me from killing other people.
It's just one of those things that I really love, and I know it's so bad for me, and it makes me stink, and I'm like always other. Well, with when I'm hanging out with you guys, at least I have people to smoke with. You guys are like, I swear to God, the only people I know who smoke.
Same.
Mostly all my friends.
So many quitters out there.
They all either quit Shut or they up. Just smoke weed, which I don't do that. So I'm always like the only asshole standing outside in the cold, like,
which is like when Cass and I go out. Just Cass yeah. and I. I'm always the one going, okay, I'm going to go stuck like,
I'm
gonna out.
Smoke. And I'm like, all right, I'll make sure nobody roofies your beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll like, hold down the fort.
But yeah, I don't do like drugs or anything. I don't gamble. I mean, I don't gamble. Not addicted to food, even though, I mean, that would probably be my second thing because I can eat me some tacos.
Hell yeah.
Or some lasagna. But I don't. It's not an addiction. It's just one of those things I talk about, but then I rarely ever do it. Right. So. But yeah, smoking.
I was like, didn't you just post you got tacos and then could not eat the tacos?
I was so pissed. Because, well, I told you I wanted tacos, but I was so tired. I was laying on the couch and I'm like, I'm really hungry. I need food. I got to go get tacos. So I went, I peeled my ass off the couch.
You went and got tacos?
Went and got tacos. I got like 4 or 5 tacos. And then I ate like 2 and I was so full. And worst... I ended up eating all 5 of them throughout the course of the day. Like by the time I went to bed, I did eat all 5 tacos.
Oh, you had soggy tacos.
I didn't care. I, was like, I never. Anyway, so, but yeah, so all smoking right. is mine.
Dave, what's your vices?
Same smoking. Like it is, and it's one of those things where like I did. I mean, I quit for God 5 years at one mm-hmm. point. And then back when you could still smoke in bars, we just had this really crazy friggin' week at work and sit in a bar and one of my coworkers lit one up and I kind of cocked my head and he went, you want one? And I'm like, yeah.
That sounds good.
Yeah, I do. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah.
And here we are today.
Right. Now, would you guys change that? I forgot to add that.
No,
to that.
I was, yeah, we were gonna.
What do you mean?
Like if we last.
Could. Oh, sorry. Never mind that.
Okay. Jeremy.
Out of order.
Jeremy. I guess I am. I'm always out of order.
It's all podcast. So, what are we doing? Like the worst one right now? Or?
I would say, like, yeah. What's your biggest?
What are your vices?
What are the vices?
Smoking, beer, sugar,
caffeine. I forgot caffeine.
Oh, mm-hmm. Caffeine.
Yeah.
Me, drinking, swearing. Like a motherfucking sailor.
That's not a vice.
Yeah, it is. It's considered a vice. They do.
Tomato, tomato.
Yeah.
They do consider it a vice. But that's pretty much it. I don't have eating. I'm, need to lose weight. So I have that too. But yeah, I gave up smoking at what, 7 years now that I quit smoking.
Congratulations so. To you. You. That's a really big deal.
Yay. It was huge. I loved smoking. I did. I absolutely loved it. So
it is awesome, even though it's so bad.
It
for you.
Is.
So of course my biggest vice is smoking, which is mm-hmm. why I'm trying to give it up. But even with the Shantex and everything, I still enjoy smoking and it's making it really hard. So
yeah.
We'll see if it happens. The second advice I have is drinking. Third is food.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. And I would say if I did it more, fourth would be gambling.
Yeah, right? Especially when you're winning, right?
So our next question that we were going to follow up with is that any vice that you've ever had, if you gave it up or you're still doing it, if there was no repercussions...
Like you wouldn't die of lung cancer.
Oh, I would smoke forever. If I didn't, if I knew like it was, if there was no repercussions, I would just smoke forever.
Yeah.
That's it. I'd give up everything else and just smoke.
Right.
Like, I don't need anything else. Just give me a carton of cigarettes and shut me in a fucking room.
Right.
Dave? God, I mean, of all the old, I mean, the only drug that I used to do that I actually miss is LSD. I just don't have time to be out of my head for 12 hours. I mean, that's just my life.
I love that Dave's going on the same brainwave that I was going on. Not with LSD. I've never done that.
But no, like I don't – the other ones I used to do, meh. Couldn't care less. Hmm.
Jeremy?
Mine's probably – the killer for me is probably going to be the sugar. That's probably what's going to end up killing me.
Yep, probably.
That's diabetes. The one I really, yep.
The betis.
Yeah. Well, sugar's so bad in so many ways.
It is.
It even oxidizes the cells.
And when we say he's addicted to sugar, he is legit.
Do you just stick a straw right in the bag and take a bump?
No, I don't do the Caprese.
Do you put sugar on your Fruity Pebbles?
Oh, yeah.
No, he is your typical, I can't have a bowl of ice cream without putting Oreos and M&Ms in it.
Hey, I mean, if you have Oreos and M&Ms, why wouldn't you put it in there?
Addicted to Slurpees. Yeah, there's the vice. That's a hard vice.
No, if there were no repercussions, I would go back to smoking 100%. I miss it. I do miss it. I'm not going to lie. I mean, would I do it now? No, never. I'm never going to touch a cigarette again. Although one time I got really, really drunk and somehow ended up with Dave's cigarettes. And I'll never forget, my husband was right next to me. And I decided, I'm going to light a cigarette. And oh, my God, the look on Todd's face.
It was outside of PenguinCon.
It was.
Yeah.
And the look on my husband's face. And I'm like, I'm trying it. I want a cigarette. It's been forever. So I lit it.
And the look on your face was hilarious. And
because I almost threw up.
Uh-huh.
First of all, Dave does not smoke menthol. I was a menthol smoker.
Oh, did you get the hard rush and everything?
And no, I got instantly.
I smoke Marlboro Lights. They're not. Yeah.
I got instantly nauseous. Like, I am really going to throw up. It was so bad. And I was coughing so hard from it and everything else. So I'm like, okay, good. I know I'm not going to go back to smoking. Thank God. But yeah, no, if I could go back to smoking 100%, I miss that rush. I miss the anti-stress because I was such a stress smoker and all that. So Amy, what about you?
So I think the biggest vice, if there was no repercussions, it would definitely be mushrooms. I would start doing mushrooms again.
I like mushrooms on my pizza.
Those yes, you mean the shrooms. Kind that make you go woo.
Like I used to love that drug. And
like some magic cap on my steak.
I have like there to this day. I haven't done it in probably 20 years. Well, maybe not 20.
How do long? They make you as paranoid as like pot does?
No, at least not me. I can't speak for everybody else. At least no, I've never had.
I mean, it can. I mean, it's
can they make you paranoid?
It's a psychotropic.
Okay. I can tell with me.
I've never taken a psychotropic.
If I smoke, I get paranoid.
Mm-hmm.
And I get paranoid, not like you. I get paranoid like, why are you laughing? Like, I will look at Jeremy like, why are you laughing at me? He's like, because you're cracking up for nothing. And I'm like, but quit laughing at me. Like, that's the paranoid I get with weed.
Not me where I think I'm dying every time.
Yeah.
I die.
But when shrooms, it's just like, I'm energized. I'm enjoying it. I feel like the weight of the world is off of me. However, I'm too old to be acting like that. So
I did talk to somebody recently who was telling me that he's taken up microdosing.
And that's a very common thing for people that have mental illness, actually.
Oh,
they're
seizures,
saying that
too.
Microdosing
seizures
LSD actually helps with mental illness.
Hmm.
So, I mean, I haven't read any studies on it, but it's become very common.
I think we should have a shroom night, though.
Nope.
No,
that's one of those ones I don't miss, and I didn't like it because I couldn't control it as much as I was.
So did you get paranoid from it, or?
No, it just I couldn't control the high, and I couldn't control where the night was going to take me as easily as I could with LSD.
Got it.
But I mean, the flip side is, I mean, it's like LSD. We used to make our own, so I mean, I knew what was in it, and I knew how strong it was, and I knew all that other stuff. I mean, it's shrooms.
Yeah.
It's a crapshoot.
And I think that's why I never had like a bad, because it was always like slow and steady.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, I'm a lightweight.
Just a little dabble.
You're not supposed to eat the whole bag, man.
Yeah, you're not supposed to say make
the
a pizza with
vice
them. Yeah.
If
yeah.
I could keep.
Now, what's the difference between like shrooms and acid and LSD? Where does acid fit in?
So acid is lysergic acid dithiolamide.
Yeah.
So it is an artificial creation. It is something you make in a lab. Shrooms grow from cow shit.
Yeah, I know shrooms are. Yeah.
And so I mean it's a naturally occurring substance. You know, it's like peyote or anything else.
Yeah.
But the difference is, like I said, you don't know and you can't know the strength. You can't know.
Right.
How long it's been sitting there, how long, how intense it is, how saturated it is, all that kind of stuff. So I mean it's hard. Like I did shrooms a couple times. I did peyote once or twice. And I didn't like the intensity. So that's the one that's
cactuses.
Very Native American, a lot of like the rituals and that kind of stuff.
Okay. Is that what all the celebrities are doing right now?
Oh, I don't know. other than dying. I don't know.
Wasn't like peyote kind of like the out of body experience trip?
Yeah, that.
Well, I guess yeah, it was the very.
They're supposed to go to inner self kind of thing.
Yeah. Okay. So yes, the some of the podcasts I'm listening to, all these celebrities telling us that
doing peyote.
Yes, they go to, but they're going to a resort
or retreat. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's very common. Okay. I mean, it's you know, and it is. I mean, but again,
I would never do that.
You don't know. you can't know your dosage. You know, and so it can get a little weird. You know, like I said, I mean, I always, you know, like I said, you know, we used to make it. So I knew exactly how strong it was, exactly how much I could take. And then the other weird thing to keep in mind, and this is with any psychotropic, is that so much of it depends on your state of mind.
Yes.
Like if you're in you never dose when you're in a bad mood. You never, you know, because it very much tends to intensify things.
Anger, sadness.
Yeah. I think that's why I always had a good buzz or trip with
someone's
shrooms.
Having a bad night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sorry. We see police lights out the window. Amy's back to the window. Yeah, so she's like, what the hell are you guys doing? I'm in the middle of talking and you guys are like,
yeah, it's probably the guy by the hydrant.
Oh my God. Sorry, Amy. Totally interrupted you.
That's fine. I already forgot my thoughts.
Yeah, me too. I forgot your thoughts as well. Cause it's a
I'm good.
Squirrel.
All right. Hit that bell. Let's do another drunken confession.
We're going to do another.
Before we wrap this up, because we're all a little hurting tonight.
Oh,
so.
I think so. We are.
I wish I was hungover. I'm just tired as hell.
No, I said we're hurting.
Yeah, I'm just sleepy. I don't do hangovers. That's
I'm
one of those things
over.
That
I'm just yeah. I'm like
well, usually
ready
when
to
people
go
say
home,
hurting,
just...
I think that they mean hungover. So that's why I said that. I was like, I wish it was that.
Yeah,
so.
Dragon ass.
Right,
we're all
so
dragon ass.
There we go.
I got the sleepies.
This is one of Dave's.
Oh goody.
Biggest age gap you've ever had with a lover, and go.
10 years.
What was the question?
The 20. Biggest age gap you've ever had with a lover.
Ooh. Yeah.
8 years.
12? No.
10. She's trying to do 10. The math in her
10.
Head.
10.
Gotta carry
it was like
the two.
10. Gotta... Yeah, I know. No, I'm just trying to remember because I was going my age, 36. He was 24. Oh, 12. Yeah. No, remember my 12. We'll go with 12.
There you go.
Mine's 4.
Damn.
Okay, 20. What do I win?
Jeremy's the oldest man I've ever been with.
Oh, no. My guy was younger than me.
No, that's fine.
Oh, okay. I was going to say older. I've never been with anybody older than a year than me.
No, I've never been with anybody younger than me.
Oh.
But Jeremy's...
Mine was older.
Yeah, mine was too.
Yeah, mine was older. I was.
Oh no, mine was 12 years younger than me.
Can
wow!
We please just go, clarify.
I know.
Can we clarify? You were in your
30s,
late 30s, or
mid?
Okay, mid 30s,
and he was in his mid 20s.
So yeah, that's fine.
Okay. It was okay.
I just wanted to clarify that she wasn't 21,
right?
Going after 12 years younger.
She's
than
not.
No, I was not a pedophile.
I know that. I was clarifying it
good,
for
okay.
everybody else.
I'm sorry that you feel the need that you had to clarify it.
In this day and age, in this world?
No,
really?
I get it. No, yeah, I was 36.
Just having your back.
I was 36. He was 24. Oh. But he was very mature for his age.
Why don't you have a seat? Yeah, I was 16 and my mom died and her best friend decided she wanted to cheer me up.
Booyah.
Okay.
Damn.
Dave and his stories.
I know, right?
That makes me kind of sad.
It's like Mrs. Robinson.
Gross, actually.
Yeah.
It
kind of.
A little bit.
Like, that kind of hurts my heart for you.
Well, no, not for him.
No, it does. It doesn't matter.
I mean, it worked.
Which is fine, but.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think Dave was like regretting this. Are you, Dave?
I was not traumatized in any way.
I didn't think so. No, something tells me that you walked away just fine from that.
I was okay.
Yeah, I don't think he was like crying in a corner somewhere going, she took advantage of me. just can't see that in Dave.
No. Wow.
On that note,
I have so many thoughts
going
through my head.
Who's doing the toast tonight?
I am.
Yay.
We have toast.
Or cheers, toast, whatever.
Eggs and
same
ham.
Thing.
I want toast now.
Sort okay. of.
Cinnamon, sugar, and butter.
Anyways.
You want to butter my bread, baby? Put some butter on my biscuit.
I'm sorry. But, you know, on that note, though, I got to tell you really quick. Real quick.
Real quick?
Real quick. You know, Corona sales are down. Legit.
That's so sad.
Corona sales are down because
of don't have somebody arguing with me on our Facebook page. Because I posted that meme about what everything because it was, you know, 38% of Americans said they wouldn't buy Corona because of the coronavirus.
And these
are the same people who believe that chocolate milk comes from brown cows.
And it's also the same people that thought Garth Brooks wore a
Bernie Sanders jersey. And some lady wanted to fight me about how it like that wasn't really actually true. And I was like, you understand. It's a meme, and this is the internet, and we're here to laugh. Like I don't,
right?
I don't is this really shaking your world? Like, do you work for Corona?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, right. And people don't get the whole meme thing.
Isn't it like me known really that like the coronavirus came from China, right?
Yeah,
right.
Everything comes from China, but
Corona beer
or
H1N1
came from China too.
People are stupid.
I just have no faith in humanity anymore.
People's stupidity never fails to amaze me. How stupid people really, really, really can be.
Yeah. So, all right. So on that note, we love all the people listening to us, though.
Yes, because you're not stupid because you're smart enough to listen to us.
There you go. All right. So here's to a long life and a happy one, a quick death and an easy one, a pretty girl and an honest one. And a cold beer to another one.
Woo-hoo.
Cheers.
All right, cheers. Thanks for tuning in, guys.
Thanks, guys. And we will see you next week. Hey, everybody. Thanks again for listening to our show tonight. If you want more information, you can find it at facebook.com/mydrunkenconfession.